Okay, I'm just sorry about that. I'm just going to ask you again if you can just restart. The question I was asking you was how it was like growing up in this community as a child, as a teenager in the 1950s and 60s. Yes.
Yes, the life was okay that time because of my parents were living, both of them. And it was not so hard for me. The life started to be hard when they are already passed away because of we can't do the things that we expect to do them because of the apartheid
regime. Because of the laws of the apartheid regime.
In the Tibela, they low shelter. How would they get people who eat in the office more now and now, man?
Like when you go to the offices with a certain complaint, they were looking at your face, who you are, and where do you come from, and how's your background at home, I think.
Okay, and what was the shop that your parents ran? What kind of shop did they run? Just a general dealership, or what was it?
It was general dealer.
And when you grew up in this community, how big was it? How many people were here at that time? And then when you were growing up, how big was Ramaluzzi?
It was only this old section only.
Just the old section?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
So
it was about 300 or 400 and something houses.
333 houses.
333 houses.
Yeah.
So it was a fairly small little community.
Yes.
And what did most of the people who were living here at that time, what were they doing?
They were working from the municipality. They were not so much at the municipality, but most of them, they were working at the central desk, at the factory that I was working for it,
okay.
Including the ESCOM at Freefontein.
Okay.
Yeah. When the ESCOM is closing down around about 90s, they used to transfer them to the branches outside the town, you see, so that the others have been get their pension packages like that.
Okay.
Yes. And
by the time the 1980s came.
Yes.
How was it here? Because that was a time period in the country where there was a lot of conflict.
Yes.
A lot of things were happening.
Yes.
What was it like here in this community during the '80s?
Most of the people who were struggling because of our life here, including the major rest of the location cities, you see, because these people of here, they don't care for us.
He's saying by that time they were struggling, uprising, picketing, and from there, there were so-called counselors also. Those counselors were only looking at them, their own. They were not worrying about the other people because they were just looking that we must elect them as our counselors, but they don't serve our interests. Mm.
On that point also, my father's young brother was also a counselor. I have been took a place to participate to the ground that Baba Dile Musumo.
He did. His uncle, his father's brother, was a counselor also. But he was an active person. So he forces the community members to pull those previous counselors down.
Okay, so what kind of things were you doing here? You signed pickets, there was uprisings. Were you a member of was it the ANC grouping? Was it youth? What were the organizations that were active here?
Before that, it was only the so-called comrades, but we were mixed together with ANC courses for the school kids and unemployment persons.
Okay.
And it was a very active group, you see. But afterwards, when the fight is over, they used to come to the elections. We have been
we voted for that.
Yes, but we don't see any progress.
Okay, we'll talk about that.
Yes.
We'll talk about that. So when things began to change in the early 90s, you know, unbanning of the liberation movements, Mr. Mandela gets out of prison and everything, how did you, as a at that point, and the community here, how were you feeling in those 91, 92, 93, those years before the elections?
Before the election of our previous president, mm-hmm. it becomes very little better. When he started sitting on the presidency chair, it becomes good talking to the community, that addressing them that we must be together, try to live in a good manner. But when he leave the chair, the things go wrong.
Okay.
Yes.
So how did you, when the elections happened in April 1994, yeah? Mm-hmm. When the first democratic elections happened, was there lots of, what were you expecting? Was there lots of celebration in the community? What were you feeling as a person? You had the job, you were working in the factory, right? Now apartheid is gone.
Yes.
Now political freedom is here. How did you feel?
I'm angry because of
Arena Ghana election. After re votile Mandela. Rona le baahi ba ramotsi in general. Ne re ikutlwa re le jwang. Ne re tshabile re re no apartheid ile. And then ne re lebeletse e mo tswa mmusong wa rona.
Re ne re kgotsofetse ke tshepiso tsa bona tse sa kang tsa phepa.
We were happy.
Just remember, okay. Sorry, if you, when you're okay. talking, please.
Or maybe Sketty, you know, maybe come sit here.
Me?
Yeah.
Okay.
And Dale also maybe move closer, because just so that we get the shot right.
Yeah. Okay, that's fine. Okay.
He was saying we as a community of Ramuruti, as a whole, we were happy because we thought that the apartheid is gone and there comes our democratic. Freedom. So, but there was empty promises because they did promise our people that will do this and that for you. But at the end of the day, nothing has happened.
Okay, we'll come to that. You just come in if you want. What I was trying to ask was, what were your expectations? You know the word expectations. What were you expecting was going to happen after 94?
I was expecting that the true pillar would be the robot. We would tell you, I'm going to be able to do it. The trouble is that the debate is that the risk of a school is that the risk of a school is that the risk of a school is that the risk.
He was expecting that he will get a better job, a better life. Everything which they were promises are better.
And when you say a better life, what does that mean for you? What did that mean for you, a better life? What kinds of things?
According to me, must I get a job and work for my family, so that I could afford to take my children at the school. Anything that needs money, I must not ask anyone to help me. Must I put my hand at the pocket and pay for my kids or for the church or whatever, you see. But now, I'm ashamed to see. I have been out of the job for about a year. And then before I end up the year, this year, my younger son was passed over. I used to struggle again to bury. That's a big problem.
Okay.
Yes.
Now, what we're trying to do is to get the story. So after 94, okay. You still were working. Did things change for you in terms of the way you were treated? You were talking about, you know, during the apartheid days,
yes.
All the laws.
Yes.
How was that different for you when the laws changed and there was no longer any formal apartheid? There's much change here in this community with your employers, with the way You lived as a person here?
Yeah, the churches were there, but they were not so much, because there was a margin.
There were some changes, but not so much. Because our leaders, there was a boundary between us and our leaders.
Okay, so tell us what kinds of things changed. What changed for the better for you after
There's
only one change that has taken place. It's only this house. That is a change that has taken place. Furthermore, we are throwing the garbage where the informal settlement right now are living. So they are still struggling the same as us. There's no more other changes.
For 2 days. How about
Even the water, they can shut down the water now. When the water comes again, it's not clean. It's not good for people to drink. It's smelling.
Okay.
So, Brahmeji, you know yourself, you stay here, you are a witness of that.
Okay.
Can I just ask one question? In terms of, like, you know, growing up, I know that Afrikaans people from, you know, like maybe on the other side are normally very racist.
Yes.
Did you find that there was a change in their attitudes after
1994?
Not so much. Because we used to fight together with them. I have been fucked them up for about twice. And the second case of mine, I used to take the lawyer from Velko so that I could get lost, because the one who fought to me, he said I make myself a white person, you see.
And this was when was this? When did that happen?
It was around about 94.
Just around about that time.
Yes.
So, I guess what we're trying to ask as well is, after 94, besides the leadership that you elected here, the new councillors and everything else, right? Did you feel any, as a person, in terms of your dignity, let's put it that way, because in apartheid that was taken away because of the color of your skin, but now you're equal under the law, you have the same rights and everything, did that make you feel better as a person, or made no difference?
I used to become little better, but when I'm struggling, going to them to hunt for a help or so that they can discuss a problem together with me, it doesn't come out like as I expected, you see, because most of the leaders here, they got their friends, their brothers. If we are going to explain, to put our troubles to them, they don't even answer you as same. They don't give you a good question.
A good answer.
So you felt that the way that you were treated didn't change your
life? It is not already changed.
Yeah. Yes. And what did you feel about once after 94? You know, here was this little community of Ramolutsi, there's Voyunskroon over there. White side, black side, yeah? Did you think that maybe you were saying things in the township here were going to change, but did you think people were going to be able to move and start living in other parts of town so that apartheid, those walls were being broken down?
Yes. I have been expected that the things will come all right on for that promises of them. Mm-hmm. But for our poor people who can't afford, they refuse to help us, you see. Okay. They don't even take you your words to help you.
Can I interview? On the arena, since after 1994, like, how about you
drop room?
But what about you? By the way, drop room, I'm not going. I was trying to explain that you were asking that. Since after 1994, many of our people, did they move in town? They stay in town or what? What has happened? So, okay. I think what you want to know is that how many people from our township has moved in town?
Approximately, there are not even 10 till now, yep. If I'm right, there are not even 10, because I can count them, not to mention their names, there are not even 10.
Okay.
Yes. And do any of the kids who are going to school go to school on in the white area?
Yeah, there are some, but not so much. There are some because of here at our township, we just pay for the school fees. We are just paying for the transport only. Mm-hmm. There is a certain amount we used to take it for the year when they go all over. They took a journey from Johannesburg or whatever, those places. But in town, that's a lot of amount that should be paid. Mm-hmm. Now we can't afford to take them. Yes.
Do you know how much the school fees are then?
No, I don't really know. How do you know what I'm going? You don't really know, yes.
But I think it's a Model C school. Yeah. Now, let's say from the mid 1990s, everything else, this had been a fairly small township you were talking about,
yes,
when you grew up here.
Yes.
A few hundred houses.
Yes.
What started to change in the township after 94? Here, in terms of, because clearly from 90, it's, if you look from 94 and the last 13 years, this place has grown a lot. It's from a few hundred places now. So what, were people beginning to come in? A lot of other people after 94 into Ramaluzzi?
The people started coming in too much after Mandela was released.
1982.
After 90, okay.
Yes. Till now they are still coming, but they don't get the stance. They are staying in settlement because it's not only the settlement that we have in town.
And how do you understand, or what's your opinion of why there was a lot of people coming into Ramaluzzi? Why were they coming here?
They have got a hope that they will get the houses, better job, but the job is nowhere to be found in our town.
And where do they come from? I mean,
some of them, they are from the rural places. More of them, they are from the rural places because of They brought the kids to attend school, and they're still living at on farms. They are traveling afternoon and morning.
Okay.
Yes.
And were there? We're going to talk to some other people about this, but your own community here, the people, were there people that are coming that from the farms themselves, I mean evicted from the farms or losing their jobs on the farms?
Some of them, they have been losing their jobs because of they have been working for the white farmers for a couple years. When they should get their salaries of long services, The white farmer used to tell them that just take that house and go with it. I haven't got money to pay you. Some of them, they broke their houses, took the roofs, and come to the location where there's no help. They used to promise them, we have been born a farm next to the grave site. we are going to fix it up, to put the water pipes. It's almost a year. These people are still here.
And these are all people from farms?
Different farms.
Different farms around here.
It's not only this site. That site over there where Bramich is staying, God
and others.
Yes.
That site.
Okay. Now, let's just get on to you. You mentioned earlier.
Yes.
After 94, you elected new councillors, yeah?
Yes.
Your own councillors. I imagine most of those councillors were probably ANC.
Yes.
Yeah? And you've already expressed some of your opinions about that. But how did, after the 90s, what has been your experience of the representatives that you voted into power here for the municipality and this community? Tell us how it is that what you expected them to do and what has actually been the reality. If you...
We had a hope that they will do everything for us as they promised.
May the intelligence
They were doing things, but they were choosing their own
people.
For an example, we voted for Bramich, as we are like this.
And then,
and all of us, we are not working.
Ha, vacant jamsebezi ha. Osunka this man only. Empire no batala, but back about 4 or 5. I can't see if I
If is there any post or vacancy of work because of it's my brother or my friend, as Bramich, I'm going to take him alone. And where the post is available, maybe they wanted 5 people. So we, the other 3, we don't know where. Does this other 4 people came from?
Okay, so what you're essentially saying is that the councillors only employed the people they know and their families,
yes.
and that they benefited.
Yes.
But the rest of the community. What, when you, as the community, and as someone at that time, you were a worker, you had your job, yes, everything else, what was it that the councillors were saying they were going to do in the community?
They promised houses,
better
health, better jobs.
All the
willings that we have, we are willing to do. We must come together and meet with them so that they can help us.
Okay. So what, but that's 13 years now, okay, since 94.
Yes.
And you earlier said you think that since Mandela went, nothing, things have gotten worse. Tell us about that. What do you mean by things have gotten worse? What, yeah.
But why didn't Banka do Mandela?
The people who had seats after Mandela. You were trying to make everything as be
must
satisfy everyone.
Alright. Even though they
were not reaching all the people. They tried.
But
when they put those who were calling themselves comrades when we were fighting against the apartheid regime,
things grew worse.
And why do you think that's the case? Why do you think that happened? Your own experience, you know these people here.
So since we about one in one of the people they are cruel people.
Really? Kuri, we are home to Cassil Losahau. As a what you are, we are home to Cassil Losahau. Also, Totiba has no armor here, and Osanta at Mohaw or Nuni.
When you go to the counselor, he knows you that Dale was active in house Dale. But your problem won't be appreciated. And when you go to the counselor, you know exactly that my problems are not going to be accepted by those counselors. They'll just write them down and put them in the office.
Okay. So that's what happens. But what the question I was trying to, you say they're cruel people.
Yes.
But they weren't cruel before, were they? They were your friends, their people were here fighting, but now they've become counselors. Why do you think it is, why do you think it is that they've changed? Those people have changed once they get into those positions.
But this is over, Bramich, you're a witness. You know exactly right now with this, you people are doing now in Ramuruzi. How many people are hating you? How many people love you? In Ramuruzi.
Meeting.
When you go to the meeting, you are there.
Meeting
the meeting goes well. No. He's trying to explain like when the counselors are calling meetings, like myself and they're always there. Because we are questioning them. The meeting is not going well. Because they knew that Mukit is here, Pramit is here, Opa is here, they're going to question us. So, they are going to try to make people hate you. Because you want the truth. You want the promises, those that you have been promised.
Mm.
It seems as if, by asking them those difficult questions, you are a troublesome person, according to them.
Okay. I understand exactly what you're saying.
Yes.
I think what I'm trying to ask from you is, if you look at the last, how things, as you say, have gotten worse, and these characters and these counselors,
yes.
The question I'm asking is, why do you think that has happened? Was it just that was the way it was going to be, or do you think that these people are particularly bad people, or but because then they get reelected? There's been 4 elections since 1994.
Yes.
Yeah.
So maybe if that person's bad, you take them out and you put someone else in. But it doesn't seem, what you're saying is, it doesn't seem much has changed. Why do you think that's the case, even if you put someone else in that position?
No, I mean, you might check them for them.
They're looking for themselves.
It's because they're looking for themselves.
Yes.
And so what happened, do you think, to that sense of, prior to 94, you said the community was struggling together, you know, they were working,
yes.
It was this. Then the change comes. Why do you think that's in a community, a small community like this, where there's so few resources and so there's not much here,
Yes.
That people will act that kind of way? Why? I want your personal opinion. What do you think? Your own experience.
Whatever, Ramich. Highly the episode in Retaline, who fumana a Tawaya, any shop. No, I know what's it. If what's up to his direct, banning money, Tafflin, Utalaka were one of our Bacocasa Motaflin before our Rabu.
Yeah, these people, as I said before, when they had meetings. When you ask a strong question, before they answer your question, firstly they will start focusing. And they are not going to answer your question because your question is related to their promises that they've been promised you.
Okay.
Even though we have. When I was so long, 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 I was so bantse ba sa araba go phamisa letso hape a o phamisa letso go tlodiswa mahlo and o se ya ya hlobolo
like on the other round of questions at the same meeting when they say people must ask questions and when your answer is your question is not yet answered,
yeah,
when you raise the hand up again, they are not going to give you a chance to ask another question because they say you are influencing the community.
Okay. I want to just move away from that for a while. I want to ask some more personal questions for you. How many children do you have?
Okay.
Because of...
You said your one son passed away.
Yes. Because of my previous wife having died in
1980. Yes. Okay.
I used to marry the second. The first one had 4 children, 2 boys and 2 daughters. The second one got only 2. So already 6.
6, and then your one child has passed away.
Yes.
So you still have five children.
Yes.
What are your children doing? Are they here? Have they left? What are they doing now?
The younger one is at school.
Yes.
And my daughter, the old daughter, is married to an unemployment gentleman. We used to had a small business of tuck shop around in the township, and the others are not working.
Are they living? They're all living here, though.
Yes.
So they haven't gone to Joburg or
yes.
Other places.
Yes.
And
but they are trying to find a job. There's no place to find a job.
And do most of them still live with you here in this house?
In the house, we are only 4. The bigger ones there inside the shed.
On the same property.
Yes.
So you all live here.
Yes.
Together.
Yes.
Okay. And how do you? You're unemployed. You're saying most of your children are unemployed. So how do you survive? How do you make ends meet?
My wife she's working, but she doesn't earn a lot, do you see.
Where does she work?
A crèche.
At the preschool, a crèche.
Okay.
What can I say? Can I have a job? By town.
The volunteers.
Mm-hmm.
When the school fees is more that month, they use to get shares equally, you see. Now we've got, but my brother is working at the mill company. He used to help us some month going and buy groceries for me, my younger brother.
Okay.
Yes.
Do you get any? Do your family get any social grants? Do you get any pension, social grants, anything like that?
I'm a greatest division in town of the world, so I have been applied several times for a pension.
Mm-hmm.
They say I'm fit to go and work. But at the other side, our government said we can't get a job when we are over 50.
Okay.
Can I show you? There's a letter there that they have been come that said to me, must I go and hunt for the job? My grant is not acceptable.
Okay, we just need to change the tape so we can. We're just going to pause for a minute. Okay.
Look at him.
Impeded to offer.
That was quick.
41 minutes.
Wow. Shot by.
Just check it.
Mm. Okay, so you applied for a disability grant.
Yes.
And they refused you because they said you're actually fit.
Yeah.
And you only have hypertension.
Yeah. I've got the diabetes.
High blood pressure. Well, you've got your diabetic.
Yes.
Okay. Did you go for a medical assessment?
Yes,
you
I
did.
On Tuesday, I was at the hospital to go and collect the medication. Yes.
Okay. And they say you can appeal. Within 90 days, MEC for social... so you have to appeal to the provincial government, the MEC. Okay. Have you got another one? Have you are ready to roll?
Yeah, I'm just marking this, but I can do it. But
okay, just let's... So your situation in do you see any from the last few years now? You've been unemployed for a year. Your children, you were talking about most of them unemployed. Do you see any prospects for the future? What do you see for the next while? The prospects, particularly for your children, because they are younger. In this area, living here in Ramalutsi.
If I was still working, I should take my kids to teach at like university and so forth. But from my point of view, when they finish my trip, they're just going to run around here in the township. At the end of the day, they will become crooks and thugs, so to say.
Are there any, do you know of any other programs that have been, that are here in this community for the younger people, for unemployed people? Is there anything that's been offered to train, let's say, or development of individuals to help them move forward?
More around Ramuruzi.
Bramish. Lady did it.
Even though there are developments or IDPs, they are there for the individuals or those who are closer to the councillors or to the leaders.
So, what you're saying is you're outside that circle, then. You have no chance.
Yes.
Yeah. Now, when you lost, just another question. When you lost your job, the second job you had at the funeral, undertakers, a year ago, and then you previously had lost your job at the central desk. Yeah. I'm trying, as a worker, you worked in this community for a long, long time.
Yes.
What kind of industries are here now? I mean, that was the big employer was the Central Vest, right?
Yes.
Why did it close, first of all? Why did that place close? Do you think?
Bona, we are can. Bona, we are can.
The main reason of the factory to be shut down is that they were afraid that maybe they will be intimidated by the black people. And again, they were afraid of unions. But the most important reason for them to shut down the companies is that They didn't want to pay black people.
Obani, the owner and the shareholder are the most more in any tiny plus, Mabuwa Tani plus here.
Because most of the shareholders at the company were the farmers who was.
Okay. So are you, when after 90, what you're saying is that they as changes started to come, they relocated because they didn't want to pay you better wages? Is that the main reason?
Yes.
And you were demanding those wages?
Yes.
You were a member of a union?
Yes.
What union was that?
Food and Allied
Workers Union.
Food and Allied Workers Union.
Yes.
Okay, and just for interest, when you lost your job, what were you getting paid? What was your salary?
At the
Central Vest, yeah.
I was earning 670.
670 rand?
Yes.
A month?
As a driver, a month.
Was that gross pay or is that what you took home? Is that?
What I took home. They used to subtract only the GST.
And you worked for them for how long?
I was not so long because of I was hired at the end of November, December, January. End of February, we started striking at the company. End of February.
That was 1990?
Yes. Between May, during the May month, I was chased out.
Okay.
Yes.
And the other job that you had for the 14 years, you didn't receive any pension or any payout when you had to leave there?
I didn't receive nothing.
Nothing?
Including my blue card. And
sorry, just explain to us what's a blue card?
A blue
UIF.
Card.
UIF.
The UIF, okay.
Including, we were at CCMA in Kronstadt together with the employee that had been chasing me away. And they have been made an offer that for only to chase me away, he must give me 7,200. And then he used to agree, the secretary of him used to agree and sign them. They will pay me for first 4 months, 3 months, 3,600. And the second one, I will get it end of August. Till now, I'm struggling for that money. The money is nowhere to be found. But the last address I got is the address of Downings, nearly KwaZulu-Natal. I must send my letters over there.
So you've had, even though you got a CCMA ruling in your favor, you've not been able to get those funds that are due to you?
They have not get it because they have been sent me a letter that said I must make an offer, I sign that form of liquidation, so that the man's property to be sold, so that I could get
You can get the proceeds,
yes,
from that?
Yes.
But that none of that's come to you yet?
Yes.
Okay.
Because the last letter that I sent to him, I sent that letter in Hartebeest to the nearest office here. They have never go and collect the letter to the post office. Now the post office sent the letter back to me.
Were you assisted in any way in this last while by either the union or any legal representatives that you were able to get assistance from?
Not the union, no, to Zagapa. The legal report.
I mean, thank you to something. Kwa ANC mutu akitimba mita kwa ANC yana mwitaupi fela wa ANC.
Yeah, I was held by a volunteer from ANC. Just a volunteer.
Okay. And that was all. When you look at this community now, you've described the situation as not very good, yeah? Lots of people unemployed, hanging around, particularly the young people and everything else. And when you talked earlier about your expectation was for a better life, and you talked about jobs and the services, what kinds of jobs do you think in this community, as someone who's worked for a long time but is unemployed, that they could, that the authorities and the government, and what could they do? What would you like to see them do here for this community? Because that big employer has closed, you go into town, there's not many businesses, so what kinds of jobs do you think should be industries or projects?
Like a couple of meeting money can go to the forward to the job. Hurry up, one of to go on Kurumaka the food, but our lender must put a hand on chicken. While Kurumaka Mabit, Harani Bella, Mussili to our Richard Booker told you that Tafling Ritter, one year, I have a hotel of fame. Okay. Oh, no, on some fellow, Motoko no Kinapa Pagatu.
Yeah, like, as I told you, Pramesh, there is a stormwater drain there. It's blocked of sand. If you can go to Masipala and say to you, look, guys, there is a job we can do it, but to clean the graveyards. They would say Mkaga doesn't have money.
Okay.
Sorry.
Even besides those jobs I mentioned before. Even if you can go to them and request a tractor with a trailer at the back, that you must clean the township itself. Look, there were bars who were put in there, keep Mukaga clean, and people are keep still dumping the
teeth
at open spaces, and the environment is not good for us because people are breathing those dead dogs, cats, and so forth.
Including the sort of cheer wherever I am to move on, I do like I were, but to keep our move.
Yeah, just near here in front of this informal settlement, there is a sewage there. It's blocking now and then, and here are people who are staying there. And from that sewage, there is a water storm. It's also smelling, and people are living just behind that water storm, so it can make people sick.
So what you're telling us is that the only potential jobs might come from the municipality,
huh? They were advertising some post from the municipality.
Okay.
In May.
But what I'm asking is that you worked in the private sector. You worked for two companies, one company and then a funeral undertaker, right? Now, most people who work, it seems, in this area now,
yes,
they work for the municipality.
So
why is it for you, in the last several years, why is it that you think that there's no more opportunities here with firms and maybe private businesses? They all seem to have they've gone.
Lady businesses they didn't take care of the whole.
Yeah,
The white people, especially the Bure, were not happy for freedom. Because most of the farmers have left the farms. Because they were afraid to pay people who served for them for many, many years. To pay those people.
Kikao ngile ngabahlalusitsa ngare
That's why I told you that. Instead of they must pay the black people.
They just
answer you by saying, take this house and go. Your power has ended up there.
So as someone who's living here now, it's now 2007, it's 13 years after the democracy and everything, do you feel that this community and you have been abandoned? Do you feel very like you've been forgotten?
Yes, I agree 100%. Our government has abandoned our people. For an example, like, for now, we knew that the term is about to end up. So, like 2009, we are going to vote. So they will come again and promise many things that will do this and this and this and this, just to make us to go and vote for them again. After the vote, my fellow brother here, he will remain staying here at home and not working and not earning anything. As a man who has got his own family. The other thing that they help us right now, people who's got small kids. Like his wife is she's getting grant for a social grant, child support grant. The 200 grand, they are dividing it. This month they buy clothes for the kids. Next month they're going to take that 200 rand and go buy food for that 200 rand. And the life is difficult for ANC. ANC life is really difficult for people.
Okay. Let me just ask you just the last couple of questions. What would you like to see happening here for you in your life? What would be the best thing for you?
How khathaletse wona ke mosebetsi wa mari tse bophelo bo botle ka bonga ka site la dingaka le le mosebetsi ke nahana ke yona ntho e tla tlisa tharollo e tsentsha ho
a medical help from the medical doctors. They must bring the better help, and the ANC government mustn't choose people. Everyone has got a right to work. So they must give us, all of us, work. And then if we work, all of us, then maybe there will be some changes. When I come to the health story, I'm afraid that I will mention the names of the doctors. But the reason is that we have taken my cousin to PECS.
which is a small Ayana hospital in Fujinskubun and Ramurut. So from there they took him to Kronstadt. He's got sugar diabetes. He slept there today, they send him back tomorrow. He came back and stayed here at home. Nothing was happening. Up until he passed away. We just buried him last week. They gave him the same medications and tablets that they were. He left here from here home to hospital with them. He come back with the same tablets and medication. They said his sugar diabetes was very, very high.
That's a very sad story. Why do you think that your son was treated like that?
Because of company na isimilitsa in a preference ngakeng 18 ke mona mo itseng ha re fitla ka tropo go misa makeng re misa makeng ntsha e senyane ya femela ha ngakeng ene ntsha re misa mo yona e be botsa ntse le isa motho ka ka re go bura mitse a ga jwale le bone wa shwa le motlisa ho
I think this has happened because of the company that my cousin used to work for, because the company used to prefer a certain doctor. When times goes on, we decided to take him to the other new doctor. And then the doctor said to us, where did you take your fellow brother or your cousin? To which doctor did you take him? He said to him, we took him to Brahmage. He said to them, you see now he's dying. To bring him to me, what must I do? And there it has happened, he passed away.
Okay. Do you think now that because of the situation you've described, the situation in the community, it's very, well, not many jobs, and those people are here doing things. I asked you at the beginning of the interview, the expectations you had in 94. Do you think that those expectations have changed a lot since in the last 13 years? And why do you think they've changed?
Well, no, 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 no,
no, no, no, no,
no, no, no, no,
no,
there is a certain pattern that is working, it works for them. But the other part of community members doesn't get help.
Okay.
Because of why he told you this man here is my witness. Her mother also died early about 99. He was one of the strongest shop stewards in that company. But she has never and nothing till now. She's already died for some years. And then we can't get even nothing from that company because of new owners. Those who took over there. They used to come, the Indians, to open the another department and took the persons only on contract basis, and we, the aged people, we can't work again on that company because of they say we are old enough. If you go and hunt for
the GV job, pensions
and other things, and you can't get those either.
Yes.
Okay. The last question I have. When you look to the next 5 years, let's say, it's now 2007, you next to the 5 years, what do you think is going to happen here for you and your community?
I think only if our cabinet can be changed and be clearly organized, and if they can be clearly organized, they should be the persons of their words. They should not promise us and afterwards they do nothing. We should expect a good things to them, like they will promise. Already the cabinet to be changed, already changed, including these councillors also.
So are you saying that the hopes that you have for the future rest with those politicians?
Yes.
Do you think the community can do anything by itself?
Yes.
What do you think you can do?
They can do. Bakakheta batho ba bang ba tle ba qala ho lululu ba tsamaiso ba dikelelo tse hlapile ba sa sheba mo bona
bramish. The community itself, they can elect the people those the community likes. Even though those people didn't participate in the local government positions.
Hmm.
And they must go there with brilliant idea, even though it is their first time to be the councillors.
Okay.
Who added the mo?
Just to add.
Yeah.
Munona. What did they?
This, my fellow brother, has got matric. And his two brothers or sisters.
How the application is the advertising and tell you shabu.
When these people are putting the post on adverts, they are going there and apply.
Had it will.
Nothing is happening. Including the South African Defence Force, South African SAPS, and the other government's post. Nothing is happening. They keep on promising them. There's nothing happening. Without his wife, he's staying with his two younger brothers. They've got matric, they are not working.
So in these, just finally, in these kinds of conditions that you describe, which are not very good, do you think that, and for yourself, and there's a certain, I think, what I would describe as disappointment in what's happened, yes? But maybe also anger? A little bit angry that things have turned out the way they have. Do you think the community is going to be able, and you, to be able to continue living like this for the future? Or do you think you're going to have to do something to make that change?
What we have to do, when Ramesh or my fellow brother here, he stand as a candidate, we must encourage our community that we must follow, let's vote for our fellow brother to put down the ANC government. Because the ANC government is no use to us. Instead of they must help us, they are just using us like spanners or screwdrivers. After they have used us, they just throw us there at a corner, they will see us after 20 years again.
Okay. Those are all of the questions that we had, but we also allow you, if you would like to say anything else that you don't think we've covered, or we've asked, because these videos and these recordings will be seen by quite a number of people. Is there anything you want to say as an individual to others out there about life here, about your situation that we haven't talked about?
Ki and go hlalenya go bo buetsa o sibetsa jwa loka ba tlo ba di mocha ba khotsofatsa maqhingo le bana na ba ha ba bona go di kgetho di tlo ba ho finyana o tla utla ba tla ba jollela ntho maqhingo le bana na ba na tshelela.
What I would like to say or to add is that the people who are going to see this cassette is going to be seen by people even in the other part of the world. But what I think we must do thoroughly is that we are aware that this government is playing a clever role or ideology by using the old age people like this. When they see the elections are closer, they put another 40 rand on the old age people. And to these girls, they put another money to use these girls. So we must make these elder people and these girls aware that this government is using us, but nothing is there.
Okay. Sis, thank you very much for taking the time to talk to us.
Thank you.
We very much appreciate it.
Yes.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Thanks.
Alright.
Bro? Hello. Hi.
Hi. Yeah, I see. Yes, there you go.
Thanks.
Now, when the good fellow, what do you have to do now? Go to the company.
Go on.
The company, likely one of our dreams is doing something. The company, but one of our boys, but we must shake them a little bit. Go on. Baba on a ring, but one of our money and one of their heart for a kilo. That is the only way.
Thank you very much. Okay.
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 Dave?
Yeah?
He's saying there's so many meetings that we had there.
Where is there?
At the you know, you see that container there?
Yeah.
Just next to that container. They are hosting what meetings there. So when we are there,